Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
So this situation that I'm in at the moment is I've formed a great relationship with my little nephew. He's so great. He's 3 years old. I look after them Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, I actually took him along to Adam's nephew's first birthday party.
He's your favourite nephew.
Oh, well, I would say we've got a big connection.
There's a connection.
Well, because he can talk, where the other one can't really talk much at the moment. Well, and is such a mama's boy.
Yeah, act your age. Learn how to speak.
But the thing is, what we've formed a bond over, and I feel like this is the only thing we kind of talk about now, is something that's actually quite bad, and I don't know how to get out of this or break it and go on to something else. And the thing is,
you don't even want to say it.
Because it just sounds bad. It sounds bad.
What is
it? People are going to think I'm disgusting.
Not at all. I'll back you up.
He can pop off, and he does it a lot.
Pop off. My word. Not again. She's done it. He drops his guts. He farts. Pop off. My dad used that in the 70s.
Okay, but he can practically do it on cue.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty impressive thing, right?
Well, it is. And because they're finding out what they can do with their bodies. And you want to encourage and you want to support him, but you got very excited.
Well, when kids do it, it's cute, you know.
Yeah. And he's adorable.
Yes.
Like, he truly is. Like, his face is,
and he celebrates the win.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of gone, oh, my God. And then he kept doing it. And so our instant reactions are to laugh. It's like when kids swear, you know, you got to not encourage it. But it's hard in this situation because it is quite funny. And then he just kept doing it and doing it and doing it all over. And I was saying, is your belly sore? And he said, yes. And of course, if you say your belly sore, then you encourage them.
Yeah, because you're putting it in his head.
No. I didn't. He said that. I said, why do you keep doing that? And he said, my belly's sore and I've been in the water as well, so maybe it's the chlorine making him do it. So, of course, I'm not going to tell him to keep him in, except over the weekend when we went to Adam's nephew's birthday, I said, look, he maybe try and keep them in because he started doing them in the car.
Hold on a minute. So after you told him that this is the greatest thing ever, you put it up on your Insta page. You've come into work, and I'm not over-exaggerating here. You kept on showing me the same video, and I just kept on going, I get it. Like, I'm not taking anything away from him because, like I said, I just think he's the cutest boy ever.
Yeah.
But you were that excited for the constant farting.
But the way he celebrated it.
Yeah, it was a celebration.
Like, yes, I did it.
And now his existence is farting, and now you don't know how to tell him that it's not about that.
Every time we have a phone call, he jumps on the phone with my sister and starts talking about it and says, I did a fart. And I'm like, oh, did you? So I don't know how to respond. Then he keeps talking about his fart gun that he's gone and got, which I've bought in today, found it at the op shop.
This is going.
And he keeps talking about this, keeps telling Adam about this.
Kids normally ask their parents to buy them sporting figures or Wonder Woman or Superman. This kid, because of Auntie Julia, is buying a fart gun. Do you know what I mean? Mum, I want farting.
It's from Despicable Me.
Is it? Oh, so yes. It has got a Toy Story.
Yeah, there's
to
a
it.
Reason okay. for it. But anyway, over the weekend when I said maybe keep them, and then I felt bad because I went no, because if he's sore and he's hurting, then if he's belly sore, he's got to get them out. When did it become a thing where we shouldn't encourage it? Why is it disgusting now if it's a natural thing? Kids are so sweet and innocent, they don't associate bad manners to it. It's just natural for them.
You want it to go up to the ages of what?
Well, I'm just saying, why is it now it's a bad thing? Because it comes down to me now.
It can be bad manners.
Yeah, I know.
It can be. No, Auntie Julia's got him in trouble.
That's right. So I need to break this bond and go to something else.
How can you break it?
I don't
How do you
know.
Think you
because
can break
I don't.
It? What are you meant to say to him without hurting his feelings in the poor little tummy?
Well, you need to go to people with kids that have done the same things because obviously this is something that happens a lot. Maybe kids start swearing and you've got to ignore it and, you know, change
You're
the subject,
him to go swear. To something.
No, I'm not telling him to swear at all, but kids pick up on swearing and they start saying it. And whose fault is that? That they've learnt it from somewhere.
Are you feeling bad now?
I am feeling bad.
All right. Well, we need to find out a way on how to rectify this. How do we do this? I can't give you advice.
The bad traits you've taught your kids, what they've picked up from you.
How do you turn it around?
Save us here.
Give us a call on 13 12 16 so that his existence isn't just dropping his guts everywhere he goes.
My nephew, we have this great connection and bond at the moment, but I feel it's all about farts. That's all he talks to me about.
Well, it's you. This is your fault. Yeah, but in the best possible way. You're supporting this kid.
Because it's been a positive thing, you know. It brought us a lot of joy.
A lot of joy. So this was for you. No, it wasn't so that he could actually go away, pass some wind. This for you.
It's like a proud kid. So then from now on, that's what he'll keep bringing up because he knows it's such a positive reaction. Anyway.
He's buying fart guns.
I've realised I've done the wrong thing. It's inappropriate. It can be embarrassing at times as well. Belinda's called up. Belinda, what's your advice on breaking bad habits with kids?
Well, my kids were swearing because there were so many people swearing around them.
Are they troopers, Ben?
And I decided to say that you weren't allowed to swear until you were over 18. You had to think of a different word to use. And it worked.
And they got creative with it.
The eldest one got old enough to realise that it wasn't true.
B, there's a problem with that, though. So now that they're 18, then they just go around like troopers and start swearing.
Yeah, well, they knew it, mate. They knew it before that.
18 as well. So, I mean, good kids as well, if they're listening, that you can only swear when you're 18.
Luke is going to be able to help you out. Luke, you have got an ingenious way because you've had this same problem. What is it, mate?
Yeah, guys, so I've got a 5-year-old boy, and let's face it, at that age, farts are funny.
Yeah.
So we've implemented the 10-step and 10-second rule. So you have to take 10 steps away from people. He can do a rip of fart, have a bit of fun with it, count 10 seconds, come back, and then excuse himself.
Oh, that's great.
How good's that?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Just go away. Yeah, maybe turn it into take it further, a game. Go hide.
Yes.
So, Jules, you can be the perfect role model by implementing it, and then you'll be the best auntie around.
Oh, yes. Luke, you're a legend. I've got the boys today, so I'm going to test that out, okay?
Awesome. I look forward to hearing about it.
Yes, I'll share the results same time tomorrow. Everyone stay tuned.
Thanks, Luke.